What's going on, guys and girls? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. I have a wonderful show for you today where I talk with Yvonne Castaneda, and she is the author of Pork Belly Tacos with a Side of Anxiety, a memoir for young adults based on their struggles with mental health and addiction. She is a professor at Boston College School of Social Work and a licensed clinical social worker in Boston, Massachusetts. And today, Yvonne and I talk about how to navigate text messaging when you're dating or really anytime in life. And there's a lot of great actionable tips in today's show. And we actually talk a lot about how to approach relationships as a whole person in the first half of the episode that I really enjoyed. I enjoyed the entire conversation, but I don't want you to think that this is just about how to navigate text messaging. If you're not interested in that, definitely tune in for the first half of the show for some really insightful tips on how to approach relationships, whether you're single, dating, married, or anything in between. I really enjoyed today's conversation. As always, thank you guys so much for tuning in, for leaving those 5-star reviews. That really helps us reach more people and continue to do the work that we're doing. I'm just right there alongside you, getting the information and just being able to have these conversations directly. But I hope you guys feel like you're in the room and enjoying them as much as I am. Enjoy today's show. Hi, Yvonne. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Today, we're going to talk about texting in relationships, and particularly when we are dating. And you wrote a great article called Text Message Tennis, and it talks about the difficulties of getting to know someone via text. So let's start with having you tell our listeners why you wrote about this, and we'll talk about navigating texting with future partners, current partners, and everything in between.
Okay. You know, to be perfectly honest with you, Chase, I wrote this article because in my role as a mental health clinician, I find that this is actually something in working with clients of all ages, it's like a universal problem. There's always this weird phase when somebody meets somebody and then they connect and they start to text, and then the texting just kind of gets weird and the person stops responding. And then, you know, clients that I work with obviously end up with either anxiety or then, you know, losing themselves in thoughts about, you know, was it my fault? Is it something I did? Maybe I'm not good enough. And also, to be honest with you, I had my own challenges with text message tennis when I was single. It was just really, really tough. And I think, you know, not having some kind of, I guess, rule book to understand like this crazy game that gets played, just like it's really impactful for people's mental health. So I thought about, you know, maybe I can write an article about how to like just how to manage these kinds of situations.
I want to talk about that rule book, and I know you have some really specific things that we can put into place that are going to help us. But before we do, I want to talk a little bit about that feeling of anxiousness and why that might come up, kind of the deeper underlying things that someone might be experiencing and why they're there. And then we'll talk about addressing more practical matters.
Sure. I like that you use the word deep. Because there is sometimes like a deeper issue at play. And so I'll like give you an example, right? And so let's just say that you are someone who maybe you have awareness that you are a little insecure. Maybe you have challenges yourself with like self-doubt, and you're not 100% confident or 100% like in love with yourself, like you don't have the best relationship with you. And you might be aware of that or you might not. It might be something subconscious. So then there you are, you know, you're on your phone and let's just say, for example, you're on either like Tinder or Hinge or Bumble or any of the ones that exist today. And you're swiping and you end up connecting with someone, right? So immediately, like you feel great, like great, you know, there's somebody who's interested. And so begins like the text messaging. So what happens is the person sends you a text message and you're feeling great. This person is interested in me. And then if that person then stops texting you, say they don't text you back right away, they wait like 3 days. That space between the first text message and say the 3 days that go by, that space, it almost as though it creates a space for more negative rumination or negative self-talk. Because I think from there, it's very easy to slip into like a thought tunnel where what you're imagining is all kinds of thoughts that have to do with you not being good enough. You maybe not having been as pretty enough or as cute enough, or maybe, you know, maybe my text message was too forward, or maybe I said the wrong thing and maybe I should have said this. Maybe I should have said that. And so I think all of those thoughts and what we know in the field of mental health is essentially that our anxiety, whether we have anxiety or we have feelings of sadness or we're angry, or we're afraid, they're thought driven. These emotions are thought driven. And so all of these thoughts in that space are absolutely going to trigger whether, you know, anxious distress or just like really low mood and feelings of sadness or just feeling really low.
Thank you for that. And how can someone who's having this negative rumination, person hasn't responded to a text, how can they break that cycle?
That's a great question. I mean, there's lots of different ways. I think, honestly, Chase, I think that the number one thing, and I always share this with clients, is first, let's become aware. Why don't we just become aware of what we're thinking, right? Because I think a lot of times we have these thoughts or we slip into like a thinking trap, we call it, or a thinking tunnel, and we don't even realize that we're in a tunnel. And meanwhile, we're feeling all kinds of ways and we're not even connecting that this is happening. So I think the first thing to do is just identify or become really aware of what your thoughts are, whatever they are. And then, you know, I always say you're either going to be a lawyer or you're going to be a detective in this situation. And what I mean by that is if you're going to be a lawyer, right, then whatever thoughts you're having, whether you write them down or you even like record them into your phone, as a lawyer, you're going to ask for evidence. Right? So let's just say that your thoughts are slipping into this person doesn't like me. They think I'm dumb. They didn't like my text message. Well, as an attorney, you're going to challenge that and say, well, what is your evidence? Like, what are the facts that you have? What is your proof? Right? And you're going to find like, I don't really have proof of that. All I have is just like, okay, the person has to text it back. So that's number one. And then the second piece to that is like, be a detective. And when I say be a detective, I mean, when a detective shows up at like a crime scene, right? They're exploring everything around the crime scene. They're not just at the scene. They like zoom out and explore everything around it, right? And they find lots of possible reasons for why maybe this situation happened, this crime was committed. So as a detective, when you're being a detective with your thoughts, what you're doing is, what are all the other possibilities at play that might have impacted the fact that this person didn't text me back, right? So like, oh, we could come up with a million things. Maybe they're busy. There's lots of different reasons why somebody may not have texted back. And then I think the last thing is focus on your own relationship with yourself rather than the relationship that you're trying to get into, right? Because that, and I know that I put that in the article, I think a lot of times what happens is when we get into this text message game where it's a constant back and forth with days in between and it's just kind of confusing, we get so caught up in whether or not the person wants us that we forget to have a relationship with ourselves. And so I think that is also like a really great way to just maybe take a break from the negative rumination and do something for yourself.
Thank you so much for that. And that last point, I think, is valuable even in the relationship outside of texting. You're just dating someone and we can get caught up in getting them to like us and that whole game instead of just focusing on ourselves and like, hey, is this really good for me? I'm speaking personally, but I imagine that that can occur, that we're trying to be our best selves. We're meeting this new person and we can kind of get lost.
Oh my God. Absolutely, Chase. We do. I mean, it's interesting, you know, in my work and again, personally too, I'm not immune to this, not even a little bit, but like, I think that we get what we seek from a partner. And I have found this to be true in so many cases that what we seek from a partner are the things that we do not give ourselves. It is fascinating. So when I have asked somebody, like, okay, what is it that you would really want from a partner? Okay, I want validation. I want attention. I want the person to be considerate. I want them to be caring. I want them to be thoughtful. I want them to spend time with me. All of these things, right? They'll like make a list. And then I will turn it on them and I will say, okay, in what way do you give all of these things to yourself? And usually it's silence as the person just then considers and realizes, holy cow, I don't do these things for myself. And so I am wanting another person to maybe fill a space inside of me that maybe I should fill myself. And so that's what I mean by, before you get involved when you jump onto a dating app or you enter the dating scene, I think it's incredibly important to first like identify like where you are with you, you know, are there things that I'm looking for that maybe I'm not really giving myself and how can I give those to myself first?
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. Women's health, especially PMS and perimenopause, has been one of those chronically neglected areas when it comes to research and solutions. Thankfully, we have today's sponsor, Happy Mammoth. Our sponsor, Happy Mammoth, saw that there were no effective nature-inspired solutions to these issues. So they made one, Estro Control. Relationship Advice listeners can now get 15% off your entire order on happymammoth.com with our promo code IDO at checkout. Estro Control contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health. The way Estro Control eases PMS is pretty interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that is where all of our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, some women may start having PMS symptoms, like spots on the skin, cravings, and feeling low all of a sudden. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves throughout the whole month. Estro Control is made especially for women who are premenopausal. It's really great for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS becomes really rough. I personally struggle from PMS firsthand, from super discomfort to just not feeling like myself. PMS has put me through the ringer time and time again, and I know it's not just me. I've seen my relationship suffer in those times when PMS takes over. Estro Control works to relieve many of those consuming PMS symptoms, helping us regain control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with a promo code IDO at checkout. That's Happy Mammoth, MAMMOTH.com, and use the promo code IDO for 15% off your first order. After a decade of hosting this podcast and talking to hundreds of experts, we know that money is one of the biggest stressors in relationships. Now, while worrying about money and anxiously awaiting payday doesn't help, Earnin actually does by putting the money you earn in your hands today. Our sponsor, Earnin, is an app that gives you access to your pay-as-you-work up to $100 a day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIt app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an additional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Many couples end up fighting about finances, especially when surprise costs arise. EarnIn allows you to seamlessly deal with the unexpected trip to the vet or that splurge on date night without the added stress, letting you both focus on what really matters. EarnIn is helping millions of Americans feel self-sufficient and to worry and fight less about money. All of this without debt traps, mandatory fees, or credit checks. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in relationship advice under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's relationship advice under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
That is such an important point. And on this show, we give lots of advice of how to be in relationship, communication, sexuality, all those things. But it really starts with ourselves. And this is something really to have in the forefront of your mind, even if you're in a relationship right now, right? It's like, what is it that you're upset that your partner's not fulfilling? Is that a realistic expectation? How can you get that for yourself? Those are some really, really valuable questions to ask.
Yeah, definitely. And again, I don't know that it's always on our, like on our radar. And you know, Chase, like I've spoken about this before. I have a lot of thoughts about this, to be honest. And I think, you know, when I think about just like how we're programmed and just like how we're raised now, and again, I say this is universal. I don't necessarily feel that this is dead, you know, this is one specific culture or race. I think I've seen this in across the board, but I think that a lot of times, certainly in this country, I would say that the way that we are raised to focus on what we are going to get out of life. You know, like what is my partner going to give me? What am I going to get at work? What kind of pay am I going to get? What kind of life am I going to have? And it's all really focused on what somebody's going to give to me to make me happy. Right. And so we go about our lives with this like focus on achieving these, getting these things so that then we will be happy. And I don't know that we're necessarily taught to maybe consider like what we have to offer and how that, that awareness of what we have to offer and what we give is the very thing that fills us and that makes us whole. And so, you know, whether you watched Jerry Maguire, and I know that there's like a famous scene in that movie where she talks about like that person completing her, like Tom Cruise completes her. I cringe whenever I hear that because I think that's just not, that's not necessarily maybe the healthiest way to approach a relationship. Nobody completes you. You know, you need to walk into a relationship complete and fully aware of everything that you have to offer and have to give. And I think those are the things that make us really confident and give us like a sense of self-worth so that we don't allow ourselves to get trapped in a game of text message tennis.
Yes, our culture perpetuates these ideas that just aren't true. And I love the fact that, you know, you brought up that quote from a movie, but it's just, it's everywhere. And it's this idea that our happiness will come from the job we get, the partnership we have. And like I just said, it comes from within. So we're going to dive into the text message practical tips, but this is so valuable as a foundation because you might be anxious about this person and thinking about the texting that's happening or not happening, but really just looking at ourselves is the place to start. So I just love this general idea and what you said of what we have to give is what will make us whole. And it's like, we make ourselves whole. And the last point on this, or not point, but thing I want to bring up, I listened to a podcast. It was super popular a couple years ago. You might have listened to it, but it was about this woman who had terminal cancer and they made this podcast series, and it was all about, she actually left her husband towards the end of her life. She had this diagnosis. She was going to die, I think, within a year. And she had all these escapades with lovers, and she wanted to explore her sexuality. And what she then found, and I'm not giving this away, and I highly recommend it, but that everything she was looking for, she had, you know, with herself. And it was really beautiful and impactful. I'll put the link to the show in the show notes. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It, you know what? It's like you're talking about it and it's like tickling my brain, because I'm like, oh, either I couldn't have heard it because I would have remembered something like that. But I think I heard of it.
It was great. And we'll put a link to it. But yeah, the main thing I got, it was a beautiful story, and her journey and vulnerability was beautiful. And even the partner she was with, she learned a lot. It's not to say like just retreat within. I mean, we need to be in relationships, but you know, this is such a profound thing. It's the end of her life. And she did do that and she didn't have any regrets. But then she shared like what she came to in conclusion was not like she needed to experience all these different people, but that she needed to love herself. It was really beautiful.
I think about this, and again, like I'm older now, like I'm 50. And I think, God, you know, my life, what would my life have looked like if I had like a really good relationship with myself? You know, how would that have informed every single decision I made when it comes to like relationships, or even like getting a job or pursuing the things that I really wanted to do? I think about it all the time. Like, how would our world be different if we all had like really good relationships with ourselves and learned to trust that what we have is enough, and that who we are is, you know, valuable and has purpose.
That's really like our life's work for a lot of us. And it's so important. And we're talking about it here, but I definitely want to do more episodes on just loving ourselves, because that is really the foundation. So thank you for this little detour that I took us on. But it's super important. And it does relate to what we're talking about, because it's just about being a human. All of us struggle with that to different degrees. So super important. I want to jump now into the practical tips when we're text messaging. So we laid a great foundation of how to frame everything. Now let's talk about some really practical things we could do so we're not driving ourselves crazy with the text message tennis.
Yeah, you bet. Definitely, like, number one is whether you're going out or whether you're asking your friends to set you up with someone, or you're jumping on an app to meet somebody, I say be very clear on what your goal is. Like, very clear what you want. So for example, do you want to be in a committed relationship? Is that what you want? Or are you okay with what I call like a casual situationship? You know, where you're just kind of like connecting, but you're not really looking for anything serious. I think honestly, Chase, that's number one. What do you want? Be very clear with it and be honest, because that's something that I have noticed, and myself included. I've done this where, you know, I kind of talk myself out of what I really want because maybe a part of me is a little scared that I may not get it. That's not helpful, you know? So if it's a committed relationship you want, then be very clear on it. Or if you want like a situationship, then be very clear on that.
I want to ask you a question about that. So that's super important to identify it. And then we should be sharing that with the people that we're dating, certainly at a certain point, right? But how can we communicate that early on in a respectful and healthy way?
Well, I mean, I think this is where it gets tricky. Like, if you're texting, I mean, I think, why don't waste time? Don't wait your time, and don't waste the other person's time. Like, if it is something serious that you're looking for and committed, I think it's okay to say it. I think it's okay to text that, you know, and ask the other person what they're looking for. And they're going to give you an answer. And whether what they say or even how long it takes them to get back to you. So I think, you know, not, like you say, in a respectful way, sure, right? We're not aggressive about it or angry. It's very simple. Hey, I'm looking for something a little bit more serious. Where are you with that? and just kind of wait and see how the person responds.
Excellent. Yeah, that's important that you're understanding for yourself and then communicating it.
Yeah.
Awesome. So let's talk about some more practical tips.
I would say play it your way. And this is what I mean by that. I think sometimes we'll, like, for example, like say we connect with somebody on an app, or let's just say that we meet somebody at a party, right? And you exchange phone numbers, right? So you might sit there and like deliberate and doubt, should I text them first? Should I wait? What should I do? And I would say, you know what? Send a text message. Don't wait. Like play it your way. Don't stand on the other side of the court waiting for that person to serve. Go ahead and serve, you know, if you're comfortable with that. And then give the person a chance to text you back, right? To engage in like a healthy back and forth. And I think when you do that, it, again, it's like another indicator, like, okay, whether the person is going to text you back, whether they wait 5 days. And that just gives you an idea of like what kind of player they are in this game.
And can we be direct in the sense of like, we're checking in with ourselves, we're making sure we're not texting them back 24 hours later, just because we're anxious and we're telling us this story, right? We don't want to be doing that. But let's say we really like this person and it's been 2 days. Can we text them in a healthy way and say, maybe direct, like, hey, I'd really like to hang out. Like, how are you feeling about that?
Absolutely, Chase. Absolutely. I think that that is much better and healthier than waiting. Right. Than waiting 5 days. And again, like this, a lot of time that space is filled with all kinds of things that we might be thinking. Right. So like, let's say, you know, there's a, like a little text back and forth that happens one day and you kind of leave it with their, you know, you're going to connect again and a couple days go by. Right. And you haven't heard from them. And you'd really like to get together. It's okay to text. Hey, you know, I'd really like to get together with you or I'd like to connect. And I love what you said. How are you feeling about that? And then wait and see what happens. Now, if they don't text again and it takes them like 2 or 3 days, that's when you are honest with yourself and ask yourself, like, you know, is this an indicator to me that maybe this person isn't like really serious? And they're not in the same place that I am. And maybe they don't want what I want. And that's okay.
That's so important. And yeah, like play it your way, as you say. Like don't just wait and be like, oh, I don't want them to think I'm needy. It's like, if you like the person, if you want to connect, let them know. And then, yeah, there is a certain point where if they take 5 days to respond, also maybe don't tell a story. Maybe they're super busy. Maybe their grandmother died, right? But
right, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So lots to navigate, right? So let's talk about some more tips we can think about.
Well, it kind of like goes along with like what you just said, right? Like the story. And this is the tip. And mind you, I wrote this article with the game of tennis in mind, right? So like stay on your side of the court. And what I mean by that is like, focus on your side and don't jump or try to jump into their headspace to try to determine what's going on and why they haven't texted you, right? Because like we can get into that space and we start to overanalyze their text message or their pattern and we start making up all kinds of stories that just aren't true, right? So when I say stay on your side of the court, I'm referring to what we talked about in the beginning, which is like, stay focused on all the things that you've always done that make you happy, whatever they might be. And logically, like you give, you know, you have to let some time pass, right? We can't make a determination about a person and whether or not they're serious, like in a few days, but you know, you give it like, maybe you give it like a couple of weeks and you're noticing like really the communication is poor. They're not really connecting. And at that point, you can like determine maybe this person just is not serious and I'm just going to move on. Right. But definitely stay on your side of the court. And to be like very specific with that, Chase, is if you send somebody a text message and you're waiting or you're hoping that they will text you back, don't then just interrupt or halt your entire life and stay by your phone, constantly checking it, waiting for the person to text. I think that that is maddening and that a lot of times is what leads to like anxious distress. So it's text and then continue living your life. Do the things that you're doing and just wait and see what happens.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. When you work full-time, have kids, and run a podcast, it's hard to make time for a multiple-step skincare protocol. That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. Let me repeat it. They make it easy. No complicated routine, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. If you're looking for skincare products that are simple and effective, for a limited time, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase when using the code IDO when you check out at oneskin.co. I've been using OneSkin's body lotion for about a month, and I've already seen noticeable improvements with small wrinkles and textures on my skin, specifically on the back of my neck and the back of my hands, two places where I get a lot of sun. Plus, my skin looks and feels healthier all around. It's all thanks to OneSkin's revolutionary OS-01 peptide, the first ingredient proven to deactivate aging cells responsible for lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. Unlike traditional skincare products that only mask symptoms, OneSkin pioneered a new approach integrating tissue engineering and cutting-edge science to enhance skin biology for lasting resilience against aging. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using the code IDO at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code IDO. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you. Hey, Love Tribe. I just want to ask you a few questions. I want to know why you guys are here. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner? Do you want to feel truly heard? Are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? And let's not forget about the fun. Do you long for those fun, giggly moments at the beginning of your relationship? Over the last decade of hosting this podcast with Chase, these have been our top questions. And we get it. We've been there. And that's why we created Spark My Relationship Course, because we wanted to put the tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. So we're offering this course, Spark My Relationship, for only $100 until April 6th. In less than 90 days, this self-paced course will help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner, all while having fun doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 psychologists and therapists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their client. This offer is only going to last until Saturday, April 6th. So head on over to our website, sparkmyrelationship.com, and use the code FLASH24 at checkout to get the course for only $100. That's nearly 60% off, and it won't last. The sale ends April 6th. That's sparkmyrelationship.com and use the code FLASH24 to get our course for only $100.
That's a valuable tip. I'm definitely guilty of, at a certain point, like checking my notifications in the sense of like, oh, do I have them on? Like, I don't want to miss it. It's like this instinctual anxiousness that the technology has kind of invaded our lives with, and to be aware that that's happening. So now I actually try to turn off all my notifications and not constantly check my phone, maybe have like a dedicated time at the end of the day. That's super valuable.
Oh, that's a really great idea, actually, Chase, is like, yeah, just to set like boundaries for yourself, right? Like, okay, I texted, I'm only going to check my phone or look at it at the end of the day. Or, you know, at lunchtime. I think that's a really, really great idea.
Excellent. And as far as like the specifics of texting, like as a communication style. How do you think about that? What are some things that people can think about in like the very practical sense of like how to write? Not exactly how, but like what kind of dialogue can be happening there?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I guess it just depends on your preference, you know? I mean, some people are really comfortable sending like paragraphs via text message about like your day. Do you know what I mean? Like, and some people are more comfortable with just like sticking to just really small talk, like in the beginning of a relationship or the beginning of getting to know somebody. I mean, I think, Chase, if you like, if you connect with somebody, and let's just say that the texting has been a little bit like, you know, maybe not super consistent, but not terrible either. But you've established some kind of dialogue. And let's just say that you would much rather speak over the phone instead of texting like paragraphs to each other. Like, I think, again, play it your way. You know, offer or make a suggestion. Hey, I'd really love to talk to you, you know, over the phone rather than send you my whole life story via text message. You know, how do you feel about that? And wait and see if they're comfortable with that.
A happy medium that I like is a voice message. You know, it kind of helps with not typing a paragraph. It's more personal. And there's the whole advantage of tone. You know, texting, there's no context. There's no tone. And so we can be misinterpreted or we can misinterpret big time. So if you don't want to go for the full phone call, voice messaging.
Oh, you mean like a voice memo, like yes. A voice memo. Oh, yes. What a phenomenal idea.
Yeah. It's funny. Like I live in Costa Rica and WhatsApp is the predominant form of communication here. And for some reason, I don't know how it is. I've been here for 5 years, but I did not send voice messages for the longest time. And I had friends that would start to send them to me. And at first I was a bit annoyed, you know, it's like, I got to get this out. And it depends. They're not going to like send like, yeah, okay, that sounds good. That is annoying. Just send the thumbs up. But if it's in the context of dating and relationships and you're getting to know a person, I've found it's super valuable or with a friend and we're going back and forth. Instead, I can send a 30-second voice message and it can be more concise and also less ambiguous.
Yeah, I think that is such a great idea. And like, you know, Chase, what you said is so true about the tone, right? The tone and the warmth of a person's voice and how all of that is just so lost in a text message.
So lost. And yeah, and that's where the getting in our own heads and ruminating, and it's like you can drive yourself crazy going over the words that were written. And if I'm ever in a place, like I said, communicating with anyone via text, and I'm not quite sure what they're trying to say, or maybe it seems like they're getting angry, I'd be like, hey, instead of just going back and forth, pick up the phone in the sense it doesn't even need to be a phone call, but then it's a voice message.
Yeah, definitely. So you have the benefit of like, you know, it's almost like, yeah, it's a text message, but it's just someone's voice so that, you know, you don't necessarily feel like you have to commit to a full phone call. Because I know that for a lot of people, like, no, I'm not ready to commit to a phone call.
Exactly. I was listening to a comedian's podcast and he had this whole bit of like, why are you calling me? You know, like, what's wrong? Is it an emergency? Like, how rude. And he was going into like the whole text of, hey, can you talk as a text? And even that, he actually was saying was more appropriate than just calling someone out of the blue. And it's just funny how we have to navigate these things, but it's true, you know? And then he even got into FaceTime. That's a whole other level. Oh. If you just FaceTime, if you just FaceTime someone without warning, it's like, what's going on? You know, like you got to give me a heads up. And then he was talking about how if you have the read receipts and it's like, hey, can you talk? And then it shows that you've seen it, but then you don't respond. That's a whole thing. So you can definitely get into the weeds.
Absolutely. And definitely with the FaceTime. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, how dare you? You right? Don't even know. Yeah, no.
Yeah. That's funny. Certainly if you're just having the first text exchanges with a potential match, maybe don't FaceTime them off the bat.
No, I would say, yeah, like, I think, I mean, I really appreciate technology, like all the advances, I really do. But I also recognize, again, it can get really confusing for people. But I do think, like, I do like that with a text message, you get the benefit of, like, just testing the waters. You know, it's just like you're just dipping your toe into the water. You don't necessarily have to dive in. You know, so text message is always like a good place to start.
Exactly. Not with FaceTime.
Not with FaceTime. No, not bueno.
Well, Yvonne, I've really enjoyed this entire conversation, and these practical tips are super valuable. Before we wrap up, are there any things that we skipped over or maybe you want to emphasize, and then we'll say goodbye?
No, I mean, I think we covered everything. At least the most important tips. And I think probably the last thing what I would recommend is to, you know, like the article says, like choose experience over optimism. And what I mean by that is like, if the person has just consistently shown you that they're not a serious player in this game and they don't want to play the way that you play, walk off the court. Like, it's okay. Right. Rather than hope and pray that things are going to change and maybe it'll get better, like, you know, make a decision for yourself and just walk up the court and go find somebody else.
That is a great place to end this conversation on. I really enjoyed how we started in that deeper underlying focus on yourself and all of the practical tips. Can you tell our listeners where they can find you online?
Yeah, I am. So my website is Soul Fuerza. It's SoulFuerza.com. I also have a blog on Psychology Today, and I write on relationships. I write on other, you know, other things that have to do with mental health. And that's that's pretty much it. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. That's where you can find me.
Well, our listeners can find those links in our show notes and on our website at idopodcast.com. And thanks for taking the time to come on the show today.
Chase, it was absolutely my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. As always, all the links to the guest as well as any of their recommendations will be in the show notes page. You can find the link to that in the episode description or by going to idopodcast.com. Click on the podcast tab up at the top and you will have access to all the episodes that we've ever done. There are over 300 of them. And while you're on our website, if you haven't checked out our free 14-day happy couple challenge, we really hope you do. It's a free email challenge that we send to you. It's 14 days of fun, easy, doable challenges to help strengthen and improve your relationship. And if you're looking for something that provides a little more help with working on your relationship, whether it's improving intimacy or communication with your partner, or just bringing the spark back, we would love for you guys to check out our online course, Spark My Relationship. We're offering $100 off to all of our listeners if you go to sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. We've worked with over 15 psychologists and therapists to create the real life tools and strategies that they are teaching their clients. So we wanted to give them to you. It's a self-paced online course that can be done in as little as a month or up to 3 months. You can really decide how much or how little you want to do with your partner or maybe just yourself. So we hope you guys check that out. It's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. Have a great day.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.